So we are here with Albert Ritana, the new Director of Community Outreach for the Department of Education. Thanks for joining us today on Annenberg Radio News.
Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so first and foremost, congratulations to you on joining the Obama administration.
Thank you very much. It's an exciting moment in history, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Are you ready for Washington?
I hope I am. I've been doing community organizing for 11 years and been very much connected to the lives of real people. I hope that I can take that experience with me and be effective on the inside as we've been effective on the outside.
So now, do you go into the job with concerns about political backlash for any projects you plan to start?
Not at all. I think that the projects that we'll be working on is incorporating the ideas of family, students, and community members in what needs to be happening in public education. And so I don't worry about the backlash. You're always going to have people that are resistant to change, but I think that the American people are more than ready to move on the kinds of changes we need in public education.
So what exactly is community outreach in the Department of Education? What will your role be in doing that?
My primary function is going to be to do community outreach in every part of the country, to get parents and students and families to have a voice and have a say in what happens. I think that from involving folks in legislative hearings to figuring out ways that communities can get involved in addressing some of the problems that our kids are facing in schools, like the dropout crisis.
So it looks like you've been pretty active when it comes to community organizing in South L.A. For our listeners that maybe aren't as familiar with you, talk about some of your achievements.
Community Coalition is an organization I work in South Los Angeles, and we've worked on a variety of educational issues, one of which is a critical one in L.A. We were able to pass a resolution in the LA Unified School District that aligns our graduation requirements with college entrance requirements. So for many years, people would graduate high school and realize that they couldn't apply to Cal State LA or UC Irvine, for that matter, or an out-of-state college because they didn't meet the requirements. They had good grades, they took the SATs, but they didn't have the courses available to them in their school. So what we essentially did is we standardized the curriculum so that every student takes the classes necessary and is prepared for them. I think that's a huge achievement on our part, and hopefully is going to reduce the achievement gap that exists between African American and Latino students and white students when it comes to college going rates in the district.
So now you're able to do this on the grassroots level in South LA. How do you think you're going to be able to do this on a national level, applying it to other cities?
Well, I believe that, I think a couple of things. One, I think that the American people in general are thirsty for change, and given the right opportunity and the right space, would get involved in trying to advance what they see as their vision for better schools. Oftentimes, policies are done from the top down, and communities are never really involved, and it's created a distrust in our approach to solving problems. But I think that if we create the space for folks to get involved, to voice their opinion, to participate in the process and have a real voice, then we can really, really move some things forward. And I believe and I know that this administration fundamentally believes in not just top down, but in working from the bottom up.